Great last week of vacation for students who head back a week from today, and it's already busy. If you have kids in hockey, I know the Doug Parker Conditioning Camp is on over at the Cooperator Center. A number of hockey camps are underway right now. And if you haven't already registered your kids for Hockey Regina, Amanda Hungel reminded me that tomorrow is registration deadline day. And my next guest has seen a surge in business, too, with hockey's return imminent. Donnie Rand from Extreme Hockey and Sport is here. Welcome back, buddy.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Loads of parents the last few weeks have been pushing their kids, get downstairs, drag up the hockey equipment. Does it all still fit? Hockey camps are underway and evaluations are coming up pretty close, too. Is that the kind of parent and kids that are walking through your door right now?
It's that time of year, buddy, again. So, yes, we have those conversations and parents flying in, getting last-minute stuff for having to refit the whole bag because the kid grew a little bit over the summer.
So what are some of those new trends? And let's go with hockey, since that's what seems to be on top of mind for a lot of parents right now. Is it skate sticks or equipment or all of the above? What's hot?
The skates and equipment, again. Bauer and CCM have done a great job with their stick line, the Trigger 10s, and now the new Flylight line from Bauer's out, and that might be the hottest line they've released in the last 10 years again. The Flylight skates and the Flylight sticks are just performing well. They look great. Yes, they've done a great job with this new launch, and the kids absolutely love them.
So Bauer Flylight skate, why is that so cool?
They reduce the grams in the weight of the skates, so they're a little bit lighter. Again, they're still the composite material, so they're nice and durable, but also flexible for skating. But the biggest thing was just the pattern. They look great. The kids love them when they come in. Just the technology that they haven't changed much from the previous Hyperlite, but some color schemes, some different things on the tuck, and it's just been, kids just love the look of them right on the shelf. The new design of these new Flylight skates have just been flying off the shelves.
Has pricing gone up on equipment and sticks because of tariffs this year?
We've seen a little bit of an increase on sticks, protective, and skates mainly are the three categories. We've seen an increase because tariffs, yes, unfortunately, the lovely tariffs have made this a little bit more of a challenge than we thought it would be, but not much of an increase. The vendors have done a great job to kind of balance that out, but we have seen a little bit of an increase in skates and sticks.
I assume that the longer this tariff war continues, there will be more increases. How do you see this unfolding in the coming months?
So we're able to hold a certain price point for now. As tariff conversations and stuff changes over there, we kind of get on calls with the vendors and get kind of the direction of where this is going to go, and they give us as much notice as they can. Usually we're seeing about a 30-day trend where we're going to be like, okay, this might affect a price point or two or add additional charges, some shipping and stuff, but we get some notice and just kind of balancing it from there. We're doing the best we can for right now. For what we have in stock that's been launched, we're not going to see any kind of changes in the near future is what we've been told, so that makes us optimistic and happy.
Donnie Rem, my guest from Extreme Hockey and Sport. In the end, do you think the earlier you shop, probably the better the pricing is?
100%. I would say, like, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball to see the future, but with the way the trend's been going, I would say get your equipment as early as you can. Like our market, we wait to closer to evaluations. Kids are still growing, coming back from summer holidays, but get in here as soon as you can. And I would get your skates and stuff. The main necessities, the bigger purchase that you need done before you could ever foresee the future of what's going to happen with these tariffs.
Donnie, does Extreme source Canadian products a lot, or is that difficult in your world?
We source some Canadian products. When it comes to the bigger brands and the more popular brands, it's just out of our hands. Those are sourced from not in Canada.
Okay, and I'm sure you're about to tell me the great news is this year hockey sticks have gone way down in price.
I wish I could be the one to deliver that news, but unfortunately that's not the case. As you can see, same thing as we just talked about, some of the sticks increased year to year. That's just what happens in our markets. But yes, sticks are still performing well. They're built for performance, not durability this year. I have this conversation with parents on a regular.
Down to your end from Extreme Hockey and Sport is my guest. Let's talk a little baseball. Have the Blue Jays driven more baseball fans to your store?
Blue Jays definitely get some talk with our baseball, our department, which is great. We have a lot of the side merch that comes in. So the fan apparel that they can wear and stuff, we've been getting a lot of traction with that. Yes, the Blue Jays, just when they're doing well, baseball is doing well for us in Canada for sure.
Donnie, nice catch up. I appreciate your time.
Greg, always look forward to our catch ups, buddy. And thank you so much. We're going to have looking forward to a great season. You're in love with me.
No argument for me. I will accept this heat wave and enjoy it entirely. 1 week away from going back to school, the kids on vacation today are no doubt going to enjoy getting out. Maybe a trip to the local Chev for a Slurpee, some ice cream. It's one of those kind of days. I had a great long weekend. I took yesterday off. Our family was off at Cypress Hills again. You've heard me speak of this before. It's our favorite spot to go, and nothing has changed after another visit. It's awesome. People ask what we love to do. Well, we've done a lot. You don't have to travel too far from Cypress Hills. There's Fort Walsh, the conglomerate cliffs, otherwise known as the White Sand Hills, as well, too. They're not far away. East End Dino Dig is pretty close by. There's just a ton of activity in the area of Cypress Hills, but the campsites are some of the best in the province, too. Our favorite is War Lodge, where we stayed again. Amazing, because even if it's packed, it still feels secluded. Just a great area of the park there. Great paddleboard and kayak service on the lake, too. Horseback riding is nearby. So if you're thinking of going anywhere this long weekend, you know I recommend Cypress Hills. And right now, Sass Parks, checking a few campgrounds around for the upcoming long weekend. There are plenty of sites still available. It's getting a little busier now, pretty close to school. And with the Labor Day Classic on, not as many, perhaps, camping this weekend. So it's a good opportunity. And when we were in Cypress Hills, I'm telling you, it is lush and green. They had a great hot June, July. They said August has brought a lot of rain there, so it's pretty lush at the moment. Another thing I like about Cypress is the price of gas there was $1.34. Now this morning, as you drive to work, a lot of the stations have jumped to $1.46. Isn't that wonderful how that worked out for the upcoming long weekend? But it was 27 degrees here yesterday. Now we're soaring into the 30s. The outdoor pools and spray pads remain open. We caught up with some of the kids and parents at El Richie Spray Park yesterday.
The hot weather, it gets a little too much sometimes, but I really like it.
Feels pretty good at hanging outside before school happens.
Got a balloon popped on my head. I find it enjoyable to be able to go to the pool and stuff.
Very cool and refreshing.
Wascana Park pool is going to be packed too. It stays open till the 28th because of the maintenance ongoing over at the Lawson right now. And with Labor Day fast approaching here, the Labor Day Classic, you've been hearing how it's sold out. Now they added standing room and that sold out. And yesterday in front of City Hall, Mayor Chad Baczynski had the flag from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders taken to the top of the flagpole. And it's a big community event this weekend.
The community is absolutely a huge part of it, but also the economy. We have a lot of folks coming in throughout Saskatchewan to see the game, and obviously our friendly neighbors to the east as well.
And of course, we want to see you in your green. So share your photos, your videos, maybe past, or you've already started working on your Labor Day get up for this weekend. And maybe you've tried it on. Got a photo? 1-877-300-7275. Do you have a favorite Rider jersey? Is there one in particular? Like the Obsidian Green was a huge seller and continues to be a popular fan favorite. I might be one of the few who actually like the watermelon jersey. I really didn't mind it at all back a few years ago. But I do like that Obsidian Green too. It's probably, to me, the sharpest one right now, too. But no, they will not be wearing Obsidian Green this weekend. But snap a pic of you and your Rider green, whether it be your entire family, your pooch. Does your pooch get all decked out for Rider games? Whether he or she likes it or not, maybe you got some pictures there. We'd love to share them and spread the word about how you love the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So Green Day 2025 is this Friday. You dare not go to work without wearing something green, or at least a Rider jersey. It's completely office ready and acceptable on Friday. Summers are all about making memories, and this weekend a lot will make more memories at the Labor Day Classic, 60 years of Labor Day Classics. And Rider historian Rob Vanstone was on the Green Zone yesterday to chat about some of his favorites over the years. He also talked about this viewing party tonight, the very first Labor Day game from 1949.
It really is something. The Provincial Archives and the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame have done such an amazing job. Matthew Gourley, the communications coordinator, has put so much work into editing this and figuring out who some of the players are and squinting to figure out what's going on in some of these grainy images. And Tom Fuseschi, a Rough Rider historian, and my next-door neighbor on Acadia Drive in Regina growing up will also be there. And Tom's one with the content. I just make tacky jokes. But it really is something to look at this. And initially I thought, boy, it must have been a lot of effort to colorize it. And then he said, no, it was actually filmed in color. And that just stunned me. And I just, we just finished a dry run here at the Provincial Archives in the CBC building. It's just so cool to watch it. I could watch that over and over again.
If you want to join Rob tonight, the first ever Labor Day Classic game in color from 1949, you can do it, as he mentioned, at the Provincial Archives building. Tonight it's 7 o'clock. Doors will open up at 6. There's going to be commentary from the expert panel that includes Mr. Vanstone right there. Lots of football this weekend. Besides the Riders, the Regina Thunder return to the field Saturday at Mosaic when they meet their provincial rival, the Hilltops. Game time is 7 o'clock Saturday, and there's high school football this Friday. I know, right? School hasn't even begun yet, but as of now, high school football is busy practicing for a day-long event on Friday. Joining me now is High School Athletics Director Dwayne L. They've been practicing a while now, right, buddy?
Yeah, well, they started on Thursday. I believe it's the 21st. So that's the start back for Saskatchewan High School Athletics football date. And then we're going to do opening day football. All 11 teams are going to play Friday starting at noon at Libel Field. So we have a triple header at Libel Field at 12, 2:15, and 4:30. And then we're doing a triple header at Mosaic Stadium starting at 3:30 and 5:40 and 8 p.m.
So what was the idea on this one, Dwayne, to try this out and get them going playing so early, just to get a little more football in their veins?
The biggest thing was to play seven games. A lot of teams are playing six games and byes and all those other things. So what we really looked at is how are we going to get seven games in? And usually what happens in the first week, a lot of teams are playing exhibition games anyways. So we kind of took a little bit of the exhibition out of it. Like the 5A teams, when they play, their games will still be an exhibition game, which they won't count to the standings, but it'll be a game played. And then 6A division will count towards the standings. So that was the biggest thing. This is probably the first time that all 11 teams are playing on one day in a long, long time.
That'll be fun. All right, Dwayne, you got to explain to me or remind me, please. How did we end off last year, and who are the big teams to be watching this year?
Well, in 6A football, Campbell won it last year, but a lot of people have said there's basically five teams in that division that any one of them can win it. It's going to be very, very close, which is there's a lot of parity in our league right now, so we're pretty excited about that. And then in the 5A, you have that kind of that Johnson, Tom been battling it out in the city final the last couple of years, so those will probably be the front runners in that division.
Awesome. Dwayne Ell is here. He's high school athletic director. Now, we get back to school officially next week. So for those entering, high school for the first time, what can they expect? How is the sports season lined up? What happens?
Well, the sports season's busy. So the kids will get back September 2nd. So they'll have to pay attention to announcements because five of our 11 sports have something going on right at the beginning of the year. So September 2nd, kids will have to listen for cross country. That's starting up on that day also. Soccer starting up on that day. Volleyball starting up on that day. And a new one this year is we're doing provincial golf qualifier. So five of our 11 sports are going. There's a lot of activities to go and get involved in. It's always best to get out and give it a try and see where you fit in.
Well, that's awesome. A great update, Dwayne. I appreciate it and look forward to the new season and touching base with you off and on to see how everyone's doing, all right?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's back to school shopping week. If you haven't already done it, got to get it done by, next Tuesday. It's the first day back a week from today, and it's a little challenging sometimes, economically speaking, but there are great opportunities, and this is one of the coolest. I have had Amanda McCall on my show previously, I believe, in regards to what she does behind the scenes, trying to put together enough backpacks for as many kids as she possibly can. And she's doing it again tonight. She's taking it upon herself to raise enough money and raise enough sponsorship help. And over the years, backpacks for students of all ages have gone out at no cost at all. And Amanda will do it tonight, 6:30 over the A&W on Avonhurst. Now, she puts a limit on 3 backpacks per family, no exceptions. Your kids must be with you to get a backpack, too. No kids, no bags. All she asks is that you're patient because it's going to be packed. And be kind. And they will not last long either. Last she checked in on Facebook, she was telling us that she had about 875 backpacks for kids ages preschool through grade 8. and 125 backpacks for high school students. Again, 6:30 over at the ANW on Avonhurst. Limited opportunity, but what a great citizen, Amanda McCall, to do that. And I know she gets some big-time help from sponsors, which is awesome, too. She couldn't do it without them, but it's neat to see someone in our community who cares that much. The Hospitals of Regina Foundation, they care a lot, and so much money has been raised through their lotteries year after year. Something new, I know the cardiac care unit is going to have two studios, if you will. One has been up and running for quite some time. A second is forthcoming here, too, and just great work on behalf of the Hospitals of Regina Foundation, who are set to open up their next grand prize show home, which I will be seeing today over the noon hour in a sneak peek, and then I'll let you know tomorrow what it was like. But I'm hearing it's a $1.7 million home, the most valuable yet, built by Ripplinger again. It's in the Creeks on Fieldstone Way, and it will open to you this coming weekend, long weekend. So you'll have something to do if you got some company in, you want to go look at the new home. It's apparently been styled in a lot of earthy tones and open concept, and just an amazing gourmet kitchen area I'm hearing here, too. And it's 4,400 square feet, four bedrooms, three-season room. Can't wait to see it myself today and let you know what it was like tomorrow morning. But again, you can see it yourself this weekend. Quick update from some classic rockers. The Police are fighting. Yeah, this time it's Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland who are suing their former bandmate, Sting. They say they never got co-writing royalties for Every Breath You Take, their biggest song ever. That's a lot of royalties they're missing out. But man, this song came out in 1983. I don't know how long it took these guys to figure out, hey, the checks aren't coming in for that song. It's been a while. From the album Synchronicity, a song that he wrote. Sting wrote that in a home in Jamaica he was renting out. It was previously owned by Ian Fleming, author of the James Bond book series. CJME News Time now is 8:26.